The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be made known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. Well, let me lead you off with a question here this morning. If I were to ask you, what do you think about this? If I were to ask you what most people would say, if you ask them, what does Jesus tell us to do more than anything else in the whole Bible? What would most people say? Now, you all might know the answer, but what would most people say? What does Jesus tell us to do more than he tells us to do anything else? People might say that Jesus tells us to love one another, but that's not the right answer. And people might say that Jesus tells us, I don't know, just have faith, but that's not the right answer. It might surprise some of you to know that what Jesus tells us to do more than he tells us anything else in the whole Bible is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He says that 23 times, and by far, that's what he tells us more than he tells us anything else. Don't be afraid. But there's only one place in the whole Bible Jesus ever says to be afraid. And it's right here. It says, be afraid of the one who can cast you body and soul into Gehenna. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, we're going to talk about this. Does anybody know what Gehenna is? Raise your hand if you know what Gehenna is. So few people know. Let me tell you, just in case you don't know. Gehenna is the word they use for hell. And here's why. There was a garbage dump in the city of Jerusalem. And everybody threw their trash into the garbage dump. The garbage dump was called Gehenna, because it was the name of a valley. And they burned their trash, and the fire never went out. Winter, spring, summer, fall, rain, shine, snow, no matter what, fire was always burning in the garbage dump. So they called that the name for hell, Gehenna. But we're going to talk about this today. We're going to talk about fear. Because Jesus says, don't be afraid, and Jesus says, be afraid. Let's talk about fear for just a second. You know, there's two kinds of fear. There's fear of what you cannot control, and there's fear of what you can control. And do you know that most people spend most of their lives worrying about things they cannot control? Like, for example, people watch the news, and they see something that happens across the world, and suddenly they're so afraid, and there's nothing they can do about it. Can I let you in on a little secret? I never told this to anybody. I don't think I've ever told this to you before. I used to be a news reporter. For 2 years, I reported the news for NBC News Radio. And you know what they told us to do? They said, make them angry and make them afraid. And then people watch the news, and they find that they're angry, and they find that they're afraid, and they forget that's the whole point. But you can't control it. When I was a kid, I used to be afraid of the weather. You want to know? I was afraid that when the weatherman said that it was going to snow, that we were going to get rain instead, and then I wouldn't get my snow day. But regardless, this is the one thing in which Jesus says, don't be afraid. God's got you covered. The hairs of your head are counted. Please don't be afraid of what you can't control. But then there's stuff that you can control. Like reasonable precautions for dangers. It's dangerous to be around fire, so you know what? Don't play with fire. It's dangerous to walk across the ice, so hey, guess what? Be careful when you walk across the ice. Dangerous to cross the street, so you know what? Look both ways before you cross the street. Don't walk alone in the street in the dead of night on the blind side of a hill. Reasonable precautions, okay? But this is the one place in which Jesus says to be afraid. He says, be afraid of the one who can throw you into Gehenna. Now, here's a question. Who's that? Who's the one who can throw you body and soul into Gehenna? I'm not going to take questions right now, but I bet you most people think the answer is the devil. That's what most people think. The devil can throw me into hell. No, he can't. Does it surprise you to hear that? The only thing the devil can do is tempt you to do wrong. That's all he can do. He can make you confused, too. But he can't make you commit a sin. Who's the only one who can make the choice to do wrong? And the answer is me. You want to be afraid of something? Be afraid of this. Be afraid of how easy it is for you to do the wrong thing. Be afraid of how weak you are over and over again. Be afraid of committing sins and not being sorry for them. There's eternal consequences to that. But remember this, only you can make the choice to do wrong. Nobody's forcing you. So call on God for help, and remember, you are in control. You know the difference between courage and faith? Some people think that the opposite of fear is courage, but it's not. Courage is when you take your fear and you set it aside. Right? I got a tough job to do, and I'm still afraid. You know, the soldier who runs through the storm of bullets to save a buddy, he's scared to death, but he puts his fear aside, and that's what we call courage. But the opposite of fear is not courage. The opposite of fear is faith. Because fear says, what's going to happen to me? Faith says, God's got me covered no matter what happens to me. So just a little tiny thought for you here. For the day. Focus on what you can control. Don't be afraid. Remember, God has the rest. We'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Ignatius of Antioch, pray for us.